Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like scrolling through your favorite store looking for deals. But you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed. Because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
What's going on, everyone? Jetta Cameron, John Rich. It is 94WIP. Great to be with you off and rolling on this Tuesday morning with the Eagles all over the news and in a great way. Of course, Saquon to the cover of Madden. Congratulations to Saquon Barkley, Brian Dawkins golf tournament yesterday. A lot of the Eagles players from about 20 years ago and others, including Brandon Graham, who is now a former player, but always an Eagle. Brandon Graham there yesterday, and of course the shows were, you know, Joe and Hugh and Spike Lake and Jack yesterday. So we got a lot of audio to play for you of the interviews. Look, just a lot of good feelings in the air. Of course, the team preparing for another season. And they'll start it up in about 3 months. And we'll be all over today at 215-592-9494. Phil's, of course, also back at it versus the Blue Jays. I'll always hate them. We got Phillies tickets to give away tonight, today. And we've got the NBA and NHL finals starting this week. So all of it, 215-592-9494. Richie Rich.
Hello, Joe.
Hello there, Johnny.
Exoplanet 55, Cancri E. It's a planet, Joe, that's about 40 light years from Earth.
Yeah, kind of far away.
40 light years from Earth, this planet is referred to as the Diamond Planet because it's believed to be comprised mostly of diamond due to its carbon-rich atmosphere and the extreme pressure and temperatures present on the planet.
Well, drill. Go get
a planet of diamonds.
Drill, baby, drill.
Can you imagine what that planet's worth?
Yeah.
And it's a super planet, like a super Earth. Like it's a mega Earth, right. Much larger than Earth itself.
Yeah.
Made almost entirely of diamond and graphite.
I'm sending seltzer.
Sweet, we just got to figure out interstellar travel.
Yeah, 40 light years away.
No problem.
How do we get that done?
Yeah, I don't know.
Joe's the science guy. He'll figure it out.
Listen, there's a lot I know. That's one of those ones I don't know. Here's what I do know.
Department of Technology, of nanotechnology and future, isn't that something that the president needs to incorporate?
Yeah, that's why he has advisors, and that's what I'll have. So good morning to you. Good morning to Saquon. Congratulations to Saquon Barkley.
Big time.
And congrats to the Eagles as a whole, because there's an afterglow of the Super Bowl, which is ongoing, and that's what an afterglow is. It's after. And the feeling is still in the air. Now, look, here's the deal, guys. The team has to get back at it, and to an extent already are, and obviously we'll have to ramp it up over the next 3 months and have to do it, you know, come September for the next 5 months. That's their thing, and good for them, right, to have to be back in that grind. That's not us. We're not in the grind. We're in the fan mode where this afterglow can last right up to kickoff in September. And frankly, beyond, to be honest. And today I want to kind of live in that afterglow and talk to you at 215-592-9494 about what has happened, but also looking ahead to what could and will happen. Because we don't know quite what will happen. We know what we think will happen. We know the Eagles are the favorites to win the Super Bowl. But, I mean, how about the Saquon thing? I mean, my God. All-time player, all-time play, featured on Madden, and I guess the thing that's rattling through me yesterday and today and the last couple months, but especially with the Saquon thing yesterday, two words I'll tell you I feel immense are pride and appreciation. You know, what this team did. And of course, we know it culminated Super Bowl Sunday with an all-time beatdown. I mean, John, that was an all-time beatdown. Mm-hmm. But it was a journey. And, like, you take a guy like Saquon, his journey was only here for a year. But prior to that, he had all the New York nonsense. Prior to that, he had the Penn State thing. And before we go any further, because, James, I can't call for it enough today. Saquon featured in the cover of Madden. Let's hear it.
Hurts in the gun. He backpedals. He's looking, still looking. He fires it out in the flat to Barkley, who beats one man, spins past another, leaps over a third, and comes down at the 30.
What was that? I've never seen that move, and I've been watching football all my life.
Well, he did that. He did that to show off to Shady McCoy.
He's never done this. No one's ever done this. He hurdles a guy backwards. How do you jump over a guy backwards?
He did.
What am I watching?
That's so good. Well, look, we look forward to watching it again, obviously, in a couple months. But want to hear from you today, 215-592-9494. With all these good tidings with the Eagles, and it does include the whole Brian Dawkins thing. If you don't know, it had a great charity initiative over the last 2 days. Our station was tied in. The midday show and afternoon show broadcast from there yesterday. We're going to play audio for you of Dawk today, Brandon Graham, Mike Quick, all these legendary Eagles, Jeremiah Trotter, all that were there. But put into words when you dial us today at 215-592-9494. Try to capture the feeling of what has happened, but also the anticipation for what will happen. Because the team has had great past success, Super Bowl afterglow, Saquon cover, the positivity of the dog stuff, but also, John, the coming season. And I'll say it again, guys. They have to drill down and do the push-ups, I'll say, the process to get ready for a new season. We don't. James, I can live in this forever.
Same.
And
I will.
Let's be real. To a certain extent, we have a template for this because we're still in the afterglow of 2017 with Foles and Doug and all that. And this is another one, like Lidge and Ryan Howard and 08 and, like, you know, Moses and Doc in 83. And you guys get the drill. John, talk to me. Whether it's the past, whether it's the future, what's top of mind for you? And again, everyone, 215-592-9494. John, talk to me.
Well, the Madden cover is so massive for Saquon, just from a player perspective. What a cool honor.
Yeah.
What a huge honor.
It is.
Just bigger than most and bigger than we can even appreciate, I think. I thought it was cool when I heard yesterday he was doing the event at Geno's, and
yeah,
he talked about the hit that he took on that play.
Yeah,
after, you know, the leap was the hardest hit he took all year. Like, I think that's fascinating.
Well, he was vulnerable. He was exposed.
Said he had to come out of the game, and it's stuff like that that we don't even consider.
He still finished with power, though. That's the thing. To me, the most underrated aspect of that play, even when he landed and does get hit, but he still burst with some. He can't have the full power because he's not running at top speed. He just landed, but he still had some power coming out of the land to come forward toward those other two guys. It was unbelievable.
Saquon just defies logic.
And you really wanted him to get that record, John. I mean, and that's one of those things we'll never know.
Not permitted.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. Right? But look, right now, it was great at the Doc event, Sunday night.
Yep.
Just the night before. Seeing the guys, the old teammates, the players, everyone coming back, there's this pride going on that it's so completely certain. You know, we all are so certain that this organization is getting it right.
Good.
And it's just...
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I'm so eager to see Jalen be everywhere this season. Jalen is about to explode. Jalen, and you know, just seeing him smiling on billboards everywhere is it really is. I don't think we're ready for how big this team is going to be. And Saquon, you know, is already we're seeing that. Yeah, we're seeing how big this stuff gets. Nick Sirianni is going to be everywhere, and he's going to be the new version of Nick Sirianni, where he doesn't really want to say anything. So this is the reserve Nick Sirianni, and we're all going to sit there and evaluate every single word he says, and then we're going to sit back and say, that was pretty good. Yeah, wow. Hey,
he's not going to write a book.
Nick's
like
doing pretty
he's
good.
Not going to write a book the way Doug did, though, and have it come out in August, right?
Their whole
I just want to make sure.
Is,
I'm just asking for a friend.
You don't know that.
No,
look,
no August books, Nick, please.
Here's what I love.
Seriously.
I feel about this team. I truly believe that this GM learns and adapts and improves and grows, just like the head coach and the quarterback, and they're all committed to not letting last year's Super Bowl preventing them. To letting it prevent them from winning this year's Super Bowl or another Super Bowl again really soon. Mm-hmm. I think what we're looking at right now, Joe, is the height of the Eagles empire, or the next year will be the height of the Eagles empire when we're winning another and about to win another. You know, it really does feel like this is the peak.
There's no question
of where a team, where a group, where an organization,
no question,
can get in the NFL. We're sitting. We won the Super Bowl, guys. We just played in another one after winning one 7 years ago. We are that team. Everyone's looking at and saying, "Holy cow! I wish we could do it like the Eagles."
There's 215-592-9494 for you to weigh in. John, what you just said, there's no question that's true. This is the
height of the Eagles empire.
Ever. Like, seriously.
No,
I mean,
question.
No, there's no question.
And when
I hope people take that
in. It doesn't mean that we don't keep winning. Right. Their whole focus, Jalen, I believe his whole focus is that cannot prevent us from continuing to do this. I think he's using the Super Bowl as a measuring stick, and falling short of winning it again will not be good enough for his outlook, for his mindset. You know, I always thought it was so crazy to skip like you were just talking about, to start the show, to skip the process and talk Super Bowl prior to the season.
Right.
You know, I feel like it's doing like a disservice to all the work that goes in. Like, it takes away from how much goes into getting there. And I didn't want to dishonor all that work.
Right.
But now I do. I think that that's the bigger picture. You know, I think our team, our leaders, Jalen and Nick and company, they're looking at this and saying, winning another one is how we're going to measure greatness. Going back and not letting this detract, not letting it take away from our focus.
Well,
like it always seems to happen to teams in the past. Like it happened to our Eagles organization after the Super Bowl that we won, after 52.
Yeah.
We're not going to let that happen again. And the opposite must occur. Look, I believe that that's their mindset, must occur.
I hope it is. And I tend to think it is. I'll say this. To me, the ultimate, I guess I'll use the term winner. I mean, I think he's the best of my lifetime in sports is Michael Jordan. And the thing about a guy like Jordan, like if he had stopped at one, then he wouldn't be Michael Jordan. I mean, he just wouldn't be. I mean, the thing is, he kept coming back and he kept being on the big stage and he kept delivering. But it wasn't just NBA Finals. It was the grind. It was the preparation for the season. It was the navigation of the season. It was the fact that guy played every game. I saw something the other day. I don't know if it's true. I saw something on social media, 96, 97, 98. I saw on social media he didn't miss a game. I don't know if that's true or not, but I saw that in those 82 games, 82, 82, and like 20 playoff games, he didn't miss a game for three straight years. And by the way, he was like in his mid-30s, late-30s or something. So the thing about sports is there is a – that's true, James? You just looked it up?
It's true. I just looked it up. It's unbelievable. You see 82, 82, 82. It's just like, dude.
But that's the standard.
And then 2 months of the playoffs every time.
What unbelievable,
so,
man.
But that's a defining thing about Jordan, that you knew he was always coming back and just trying to seize greatness by the throat. That's what I want from my squad. Now, look, I'm not saying they got to be Jordan, okay? It's an all-timer. But you get the point here. John, to your point, you want to see them go do it again. But I know this. I also could live in the afterglow. Independent. All right, hit us up. 215-592-9494. What are you thinking? What are you feeling about the Eagles? Again, when you add it up, you got a Sirianni contract extension. It seems like Howie's going nowhere. You know, you got obviously the offense pretty much locked in. You got Goddard back. There's a lot of people who think you're going to get a better version of Hurts. You probably will. You got Saquon, primed and ready to go again. Defense has, you know, got to have some rebuild issues, no doubt. You know, retool, rebuild, you know what I mean. They're changing some guys on the fly, but there's a lot here, and there is an afterglow. Saquon on the cover of Madden. Well, we're feeling good. Got a heck of a football team. It was an all-time beatdown of the Chiefs about 3 months ago. Matter of fact, it's like 4 months ago now. We're in June. That was early Feb.
It's crazy.
Yeah, time's flying, man.
It really is.
How you feeling, man? Saquon on the cover. Talk to me.
So it's funny that you guys are talking during the opening segment, and what I feel is a combination of pure joy and unsettled. Like, I'm not used to this. Like, that Richie's talking about a freaking dynasty over here. You know, like, we've never had this. We've even winning 8-2, or even winning 2 in 8 years is so bountiful for us that it's hard to believe that we actually have two Super Bowl championships. Yeah. The idea that this team could turn into something that resembles the Chiefs or the Patriots or whatever, which is a real thing to talk about. Like, they won one. They've won 2 in 8 years. Like, we can start to, like, dream a dream. Yeah. I got so uncomfortable leading up to the Super Bowl when people were, we're going to win this and we're a dynasty. And I'd be like, shut up. Shut the hell up. Like, stop it.
Yeah.
But now we won it. We dominated it. This team's still really good. We've got the quarterback and coach and GM all set. Like, I think it's fair to start to, like, think about being one of those all-time teams, and that feels weird.
All right, so I agree entirely. I will say this, because this is what rattled through my mind when you just said all that. There's one other time in my lifetime when I felt it as a fan, not Eagles, really not 2017. It's when the Phils won 08. And let's be real, they not only didn't become a dynasty. Now, they made the playoffs a lot in a row, and that was an accomplishment, especially because, you know, they were winning the division. It wasn't wild card nonsense. But they only won one championship. And I would tell you, they were as well set up, if not potentially better, than this team. I mean, you had young Ryan Howard, Chase Utley, Cole Hamels, Jimmy Rollins. I mean, Jimmy wasn't young, but you know what I'm saying. They were on the younger side. They had a payroll. They had the complementary pieces. It wasn't a sport like football that's as luck-based with injuries. Don't get me wrong. There's luck and good and bad luck in baseball injuries.
And no salary cap.
But you have no salary cap, you know? So just for what it's worth, I mean, I can tell you I felt one other time that my team, our team, could be on the verge of a dynastic run, and it did not happen. So, and look, it goes to show you how hard it is. I mean, we saw how hard it was for the Eagles to win one. It took them 52 freaking years to win one Super Bowl. Now they've won two in eight seasons. Let's go to the phones. Your thoughts, your feelings on all of this. 215-592-9494. And let's pay tribute to Saquon today. Bring it to Saquon. He could be listening. I mean, you know, maybe Saquon's running on that treadmill right now, listening to WIP. What do you want to hear him? What do you want Saquon to hear from you, from your heart, about the monumental impact he has already had on Philadelphia sports?
I love you, Saquon. Is that not what you're talking about?
No,
I'm sorry.
That's pretty much what I'm talking about. And imagine how cool it is for a guy like Saquon who grew up on Madden. See, that's the thing. I think the 55, 60-year-old probably can't fully relate. I mean, maybe for the 55, 60-year-old to be like getting on the cover of Sports Illustrated, because what a big deal that was back in, you know, 1980, 1990. 1975, you know, depending on your age. Like Saquon.
Yeah, but the cover of Sports Illustrated was every week.
It was every week. Yeah, you're right. And this is the annual.
This is once
I know.
A year.
I know
and
it is.
This is the best of the best.
Yes, it is. All right, let's go to Tom kicking us off. Good morning, Tom.
Yo, Joe. How you doing, man?
Tommy, doing well, bud.
Check this, man. Say what? Saquon. Say who? Say Barkley.
Look at you.
You want to talk about something truly unbelievable. Listen to this stat.
Okay.
Between rushes and passing, receiving, somewhere approximately 2,850 yards, 480 touches, 20 games, two, loses one, and it wasn't even a fumble. The ground caused it in the Tennessee game. The Jacksonville game,
okay.
Two fumbles Barkley had, and one of them wasn't even a fumble. He didn't lose one. The one he lost was caused by the ground.
Look, it was unbelievable. I mean, think of it this way, Tom. We had a conversation a week or two ago during the debate week here on WIP where we were trying to figure out if it was the greatest season in Philly sports history. I still think, you know, Wilt probably above him when you consider just the sheer statistical realities that are on paper. Now, I didn't see Wilt play. But I mean,
and he didn't win the championship the year he had the 50 and 20.
He did not. He did not. That's correct.
I can tell you this: as far as class, character, carrying himself, Saquon Barkley is at the top. And you know, really, I'm hearing good things, man. I'm hearing we're not satisfied. I'm hearing we're practicing like hell with pads on. I'm hearing everybody's moving around. Everybody's not happy. They want to get back and they want to win it again, man.
Yeah.
And it's about the Philadelphia Eagles, man. And, you know, from the lean years, you talk about the 55 to 60-year-old, you'd be speaking about me. From 1967 to 1978, my first 12 years, we didn't have a winning season. But now you're talking about three Super Bowls in the last 7-8 years. This organization is on a fast pace, brother. We're the model now, not the Dallas Cowboys. It's about us, brother.
I like it. You know, Tom, you almost went into wrestling mode there at the end with the brother, John.
Yeah, Hulk Hogan impression right there.
He was getting close. All right, good morning to you. Tuesday morning, 94 WIP. Hope you're having a great start to your day. So the Eagles had a great end of their season, and they got another one on the horizon. We're kind of in between. We're right in the middle zone from last year to this upcoming year. But frankly, we are closer to the new year, which is great, because it means we got football coming back in a couple months, which is outstanding. All right, 215-592-9494. We also, of course, are in the midst of a baseball season about a third the way over. And the Phils have struggled over the last, you know, four games, but generally for the season played outstanding. Now, what is interesting is they have this unique situation with the pitching staff, and that leads us to our Twitter poll question of the day. It's brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. What's the Armin difference? It's simple. It's Armin's people, well-trained, friendly, and caring. Together, let's drive. Visit ArminChevy.com. So, look, it's not breaking news to tell you the Phillies have an abundance of starting pitching. As Rhea just said, you know, Wheeler going to miss a little bit of time while the child's being born. You know, Nola's on the injured list. But, I mean, think about what you still have. You still have Lizardo. You still have Sanchez. You still have Ranger. You know, you got Mick Abel now. You know, you're going to get Wheeler back in a couple days. You're going to get Aaron Nola back probably in a week or two. You know, you still got Andrew Painter. I mean, it is just an absurd. It is an absurd abundance of riches, which leads to this Twitter poll question. With the abundance of starting pitching, do you think Ranger Suarez will get traded during the season? I mean, it's weird. We all love him. We all love him. But we know they could use a better center fielder. We know they could use a closer. We know they could maybe use maybe a prospect for the future. We know they could maybe add a first baseman and put Bryce in the outfield. I mean, we know they could maybe have an upgrade at third base. I mean, like, you know, they're a really good team, but they're not a perfect team, and they have more of this starting pitching thing than anyone in baseball, and Ranger's about to be a free agent, and he probably ain't going to be kept. So do you think he'll get traded? Yes or no? You can vote at Sports Radio WIP on Twitter. We have a second question. It kind of ties into the first one, but we have a second question. Who do you think is more likely to start a playoff game this October for the Phillies? Is it Aaron Nola or Ranger? Obviously, Ranger's been better so far this year. Nola's a guy that, you know, more of the veteran. He's had more postseason accomplishment. We've seen Ranger had postseason, you know, slide in the bullpen at times. It's quite a thing. John, what's your gut feeling as we sit here now on June the 3rd with... Because, you know, you got to make this decision kind of... Well, the trade thing, you got to make a decision in the next 2 months. Trade deadline's 2 months away. What's rattling through your mind there?
It's only a matter of time, I think.
For Ranger?
Ranger will, yeah.
You think he's going
to
get traded?
I think it makes sense that they will try to get something.
So I don't.
Instead of getting nothing.
I think they'll explore it, but I don't think they'll pull the trigger.
Why? They're not going to get enough for their liking?
Yeah,
Because
they're trying to win a World Series. I'll answer. They're trying to win a World Series, and he can be a big part of it, whether it's a starter or a reliever. I know.
What are we? There
starting
are teams
center fielder.
Who could look at.
Yeah.
They could look at Ranger as a. I don't know. How high are we talking in a rotation? Like a number three?
It could be someone's toe. I mean, the guy was 9-0 last year until he got injured.
Maybe three's conservative. The guy really is like a classic pitcher, a guy who will pitch.
I agree.
And that stands for a lot. Now the injury history isn't great when you've got repeated back stuff. It feels like every preseason we have had issues with getting him into spring training.
Sure.
So I don't know if that works against him or not. I know that the Phillies would be foolish to let him
just walk for nothing.
I think there's a bigger issue though with trading Ranger, and I think it's possible, but. Yep. Usually, if you're trading a starting, like a team that is out of it is not trading for a starting pitcher with half a year left on his contract.
Correct.
So you're going to have to find a contending team who's looking to trade someone on their roster because you're not trading for a minor leaguer.
You're right.
So it is a tougher trade to make happen.
But we also know there's 10 to 12 teams that would love to
just have to find a team that has a bunch of bullpen guy or whatever. But the point is it's you're not trading with every, you know, there's a smaller group of teams.
So do you think, Jimmy, like with your more intricate knowledge of the way these trades can actually work or not, that this would happen, that we could
I don't think Ranger will get traded. If I had to bet, I would bet on him being on the Phillies all year. It's possible, but I do not think Ranger will get traded.
Yeah, I'm with James.
That's so frustrating.
I'm with James. Well, it's just... Let's remember, he can help them win a World Series. I mean, it's not like the... I'll give you an example. When the Eagles just played last year, they didn't trade Milton Williams because he could maybe be a free agent in a couple months, or would be a free... They said, well, we'll just ride with them, and if we lose them, we lose them. Now you get a compensatory pick, you know,
but
football.
When we need bullpen help the way we need bullpen help...
Well, he can help there, too.
It's just... Oh, you're right. And maybe, but doesn't that seem like it could be a sticking point on his side of things?
I think he'll do it when you get to the very end of the season. And I mean, it's a game of musical chairs. There's four chairs and there's seven pitchers. So you just look at him and say two or three, you know, or six pitchers, two or three, you guys are going to the bullpen. I mean, it is what it is.
Well, that's going to be an interesting dynamic. Oh my.
Well, that's
Holy cow, John,
that's why we have the other poll question. Who's more likely to start, him or Nola? Because obviously to this point this year, Ranger deserves it more. But I think most people would say Nola's more likely to get that start. So, all right, that's on the table. 215-592-9494. Also, when you call today, your chance to win a pair of Phillies tickets. So what do you make of the Ranger thing? Do you think he gets dealt? What's the strategy if you're Dave Dombrowski and Rob Thompson? Also, your chance to win a pair of Phillies tickets. Phils play, well, they play a game tonight. Blue Jays, I'm going on the record for now, and for the rest of my life, I'll always hate them. Rhea, I mean, 93, you know.
It was one of the saddest moments of my sports life, let's put it that way.
Did you cry?
No.
You were a little too old to cry at that point?
Yeah, and I'm not a crier when my team loses.
Even as a kid?
I get angry.
Yeah.
There's a difference.
I get it.
Yeah.
I get it.
That's handed down. James,
I get it. James, when's the last time you cried on a negative in sports?
Joe Carter. Yeah, I was 12 years old. I haven't cried since.
So I cried.
For positives. I know. But for that was the last time when my team lost, I cried.
So that would probably be my second to last. I cried. I mean, I burst in tears when Joe Carter hit the homer. I was 15. But I also cried when the Sixers lost in the 0-1 finals. It wasn't the burst. It wasn't because it wasn't like an instantaneous moment of like you're alive, you're alive, you're alive, you're dead. I mean, you could tell.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews. All on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Game five, the Sixers were going to lose the game. So it wasn't, you know, as dramatic in a three-second moment. But, I cried in 0-1. I was like 23 or 4 or something like that.
That's a little too old.
Maybe too old to cry about.
You might want to curtail.
I think you crossed the threshold.
Not
the
admit
line.
It. Yeah.
I could cry when they win. I cried in 2017
sure,
when they won.
Sure. So, I mean, I'm with you. All right. So
I don't think I get the emotional.
No, you don't, John. You're a
response
robot.
In that way.
You're data
for the winning and losing.
No, John, you save your really. Strictly for retirement.
That's true.
That's true. Tough.
That's very, very, very right. different emotions.
So Phil's Blue Jays tonight, and then Phil's Cubs next week in a series here. The whole deal. We've got tickets for the Wednesday game. You can win them. So it's a 1 o'clock game at Citizens Bank Park. For tickets to this or any Phillies game, get yourself to Phillies.com. Here's how you win them today. Well, first off, we honor the Untouchables, which came out on this day back in the 1980s. Tremendous movie, obviously based on real life. Capone, the whole deal, Elliot Ness. So we ask you, based on a situation like the Untouchables, a movie which obviously took, you know, creative liberties. It's not all true, but it's based on a true story. Best scene ever in a movie that's based on a true story. You got all the true story movies. Give us a great scene that stand. Now, look, when I think true story in a movie, I think Herb Brooks and I think Miracle. Yeah. And I think what a great speech that was. But I will tell you, ladies and gentlemen, that's not number one. There is an answer I'm looking for the best scene ever in a movie that is based on real life circumstances. I will be curious if anyone says the scene I'm thinking, because I'm thinking of a scene that I think is unbeatable.
Yeah, I think I might take that off the
board. Well, you tell us, 215-592-9494. John, go ahead.
The opening scene of Saving Private Ryan.
You know what?
Nice job taking that off the board, because I would not have been able to vote against
that. It wasn't what I was thinking.
Wow.
And you're right, that might have won.
Yeah, the D-Day landing at Omaha Beach during World War II is really tough to beat.
That's a really, really
big
one.
I bought a bag of M&Ms, and I opened them, and the movie started, and I never ate them.
Wow.
You're just mesmerized. Never seen anything like it.
No, well, we hadn't at that point. Band of Brothers and some other stuff kind of got in that
Not
zone.
Not like that first Not 15, like the first, 20 minutes.
Yeah. I agree with you. Seltzer, a scene in a movie based on real life.
The Trinity Test, Oppenheimer.
Okay. Yeah. Rhea, what are you thinking here? Boy, we're going some heavy topics right now. Rhea, what do you got
for an
answer?
Well, this has a little levity to it, but it is a heavy topic. It's a scene in Argo with Ben Affleck and John Goodman where John Goodman's like, you want to make a Star Wars knockoff with a fake producer and a guy who could be trusted with classified info for free.
Yeah.
And it was totally true. That's how they got him out.
Yeah, Argo is a great movie, and based on getting the hostages
out. Do you want to say the tagline or no?
Come on.
No.
You sure? You don't want to throw it out there?
Not allowed to
Argo.
Curse
I love
on
that
the air.
Line.
What?
But I'll tell you what I can do. I can play when Ron Jaworski cursed here. Let me find Joss. Where
Why
is
are you throwing
it?
Jaws under
Well,
the
because
bus.
If we're going to talk about curses on the air, see, I got so much on my board now, I can't even find these things anymore.
They know when it's blank.
Yeah. Oh, maybe it's gone. Anyway, it was when Jaws, and we had to bleep it out. It was pretty funny. All right, 215-592-9494. Big time scene in a movie that's based on real life. Best answer whoever provides is going to win the Phillies tickets. Let's get to Anthony, New Jersey right now. Anthony, good morning.
Hey, what's going on, Johnny Boy, Joey D?
How are you, pal?
What's up, guys? Anthony?
And first off, for Saquon.
Yes,
man.
Sir. Here, Anthony, I'm going to put you on hold. We're struggling to hear you. Maybe you're talking, but we're not hearing you well. All right, we'll get back to him. Obviously, Saquon on the cover of Madden's a big deal, and we're honoring Saquon today and just discussing that feeling in our heart, knowing the Eagles are on top of the world. Let's get to Mark. He's calling from Delaware. What's going on, Mark?
Joe, been a long time since I've been able to talk to you. You know, you're the best. The show is the best. But I want to say something real quick. You got a gem in James Seltzer. That guy does everything. He's the cinder block, building block of that show. And I love him, and I love all you guys.
Hey, Mark, let me give you my on-the-record response to your comment about James. On the record, I say this.
As if.
Off the record. Now, we're not going to actually air this, but off the record, I say,
yes! Oh, yes!
If you catch my drift. There's only so much I can praise the guy, but you're not wrong. All right, good morning, Mark.
Excellent, Joe. Yeah, I want to talk about the birds real quick. Yeah. When you have a top two offensive line, a top five elite, yes, he's elite, Joe. All he does is win. Elite quarterback, a top two receiving core, probably a top six, the 12 defense again with the coordinator we have. You can't think that this team's not going to be in the hunt for the Super Bowl over the next 3 years. It's just so cool for a guy my age, 63, to be in this era where they're winning a lot and they're always in it, especially when you got the GM they got. So right now, I'm just on this high for like the last 5-7 years. It's, you know, eight years.
Yeah.
It's just you can hear it in my voice. I'm getting excited and pumped and talking about it. And I'm not this young guy anymore, you know what I mean?
Sure.
Like, I can't go to the games anymore. I got to get up at 3 to go to work and all that stuff. Bottom line, this team is a superior team going into this season. And I think Saquon summed it up when he was asked. Basically, if they stay healthy, it's on.
Well, yeah, he did, and I'm going to get to that audio. And, Mark, they're so well situated. I like the way you frame that defense thing. I think 6-12 is a fair way to put it. It could be better, but, you know, five starters gone is a thing. And so, you know, we're going to have to see the Ojulari guy and some of the rookie draft picks like Ty Robinson. And, you know, is N'Kobe Dean a starter or not? Is Jeremiah Trotter Jr. a starter or not? When does Jahad Campbell play? So there are some interesting dynamics, but when you've got, I think, the four best defenders back, and I think they do, Quinyon, who, by the way, doesn't get enough credit, Cooper DeJean, Jalen Carter, and Zach Bond, it's hard for me to imagine they fall too far below, you know, 10 when you got those four guys, obviously if they stay healthy. Mark, give me a big-time scene that's based on real-life circumstances.
In Apollo 13, when Walter Cronkite's on the TV and they lose contact momentarily, and then they come back in, I mean, you know, it's bone-chilling every time I watch. And I, again, being old enough, I remember that as a little kid. And
wow.
I didn't know the impact then, you know what I mean, because I was a little kid. But as an adult looking back, wow, like, I actually witnessed that on TV. It was incredible,
wow.
More incredible as an adult looking back. But, yeah, it might not win, but I'll tell you what, that's a bone-chilling scene because – that really happened, and that's what you're asking
for. Mark, that's a fantastic answer, and we appreciate the call and the kind words. And if I remember that scene right, I think they show the wife sitting on the couch, you know,
Kathleen
watching.
Kathleen Quinlan.
Is
yep.
that who that is?
Yeah.
She's great.
Bone chilling's a good way to put that.
It's a great answer.
It really
and
is.
And that's a really good movie.
There's a million scenes from that, too.
There
that
are.
Go, this one, that one. I actually considered
I agree.
That. But I had a different scene.
All right, so Saquon, as the last caller just talked about, you know, prepping for a new season and his mindset. Let's listen to Saquon Barkley, because he was on yesterday with the NFL Network with Brian Baldinger, and obviously, you know, big deal for Saquon to get the Madden cover. Let's listen to Saquon talking about the coming season.
Give me the feel of what it's been like so far, just off season from and out getting ready for the next year.
It's been great. We got guys coming in, buying in, training really hard, competing at a high level. The young guys that we drafted and we brought in, you know, they're buying into the culture right from the beginning. But the best way I can answer that question is, you know, success is not an accident. We know the recipe. We know what it takes. So we can't skip any steps to get to where we want to get to. And last OTAs, it was the same thing. And we already know how training camp's going to be, and we know how it's going to be during the season. Like I said, we know the recipe, and we just got to try to stick to it. And a little bit of luck when, you know, that comes in with staying healthy. If we do that with the talent that we have and the coaches that we have, we're going to be in a good position.
It's such a moment for Saquon. You know, I think sort of in terms of the Roy Halladay thing when he got here and had toiled for a team that simply wasn't good enough. The Blue Jays just weren't good enough with Roy Halladay. It wasn't his fault. And a very similar thing to me was in play with Saquon with the Giants. Now, obviously, Halladay didn't win a title here, but when he pitched that no-hitter in the playoffs, like, he was having a moment. And Saquon's been having a moment. And it's so phenomenal to see, and especially knowing that the Penn State thing, I mean, so many of us, I mean, let's be real. A lot of us were Saquon fans even when he was playing for the Giants. It was an odd dynamic. Doesn't happen often.
Yeah.
I remember being an Ed Pickney fan when he was playing for the Boston Celtics, and that was in like the heyday of the Sixers Celtics thing.
Yeah,
like,
I never did that.
It you was couldn't get permissible.
Well, you were saying you were Temple. You were Temple.
It was easier to dislike Villanova then.
Right. I remember how weird it was as a Villanova fan when Ed Pickney got drafted by the Celtics. I'm like, what am I to make of this? I don't know what to do here.
But Saquon as a Giant, we all knew how good a guy he was.
I agree
from
with that.
His Penn State.
Yes.
Display of excellence.
Yes.
You know, that it really was acceptable to be a fan of a guy from a division rival.
Yeah.
Just because we knew he was that good a guy.
Listen, I hear you, John.
And now we get to have him on our team. And
I know.
He's doing things no one's ever done before.
Well, let's listen to Saquon, because one of the things he's done is now become the second Eagles player to get to the cover of Madden. Donovan got it. By the way, I found it odd yesterday to find out Donovan got it in 06. Yeah. Like he was injured in 05.
Yeah, I thought that was weird, too.
What the hell's up, James? What's up with that?
That is weird. I got nothing.
So they put Antonio Brown on the cover, and he imploded that year, I think.
He did, but he had like three or four straight statistical monster seasons. I just found it so weird to find out Donovan, after tearing his knee in 05, was Madden cover in 06. I don't know what's up with that, but I do know Saquon's second Eagle to get the honor. He talked yesterday about getting that honor. Here's what he said.
Yeah, when you get that call, you kind of... You don't know what to expect, right? And they ask you, do you want to be part of Madden cover? And I don't know if anyone's ever turned that down. I definitely wasn't going to turn that down, the opportunity. But like you said, I know so many people and so many kids that, you know, dream and would love to be in the position I am right now. And I remember as a kid, you know, wanting to be part of Madden cover. And there have been so many great players that have been part of Madden cover. And now to be mentioned and have my name attached with those guys, you know, it's just words really can't describe it.
Awesome thing, man. Really is.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America. For America.